I felt good again, strong and confident. Metz warned me that all these distractions had erased any chance of making it to the I-10 before nightfall, and that I should probably start thinking about where I was going to catch my 40. I got as far away from the SUV as I could before the sky started to darken, and found a decent enough perch in the branches of a tall tree. My kit had this standard-issue microfiber hammock. Great invention. Light and strong and with clasps to keep you from rolling out. That part was also supposed to help calm you down, help you get to sleep faster. Yeah, right. It didn't matter that I'd already been up for close to 48 hours, that I'd tried all the breathing exercises they taught us at the creek, or that I'd even slipped two of my baby L's. You're only supposed to take one, but I figured that was for lightweight wussies. I was me again, remember? I could handle it, and hey, I needed to sleep. I asked her, since there was nothing else to do, or think about, if it was okay to talk about her. Who was she, really? How'd she end up in this isolated cabin in the middle of Cajun country? Metz told me, again, that there would be plenty of time later for an episode of The View. Right now, I needed my sleep, and to check in with her at dawn. I felt the L's kick in between check and in and was out by dawn. I slept hard. The sky was already light by the time I opened my eyes. I'd been dreaming about, what else, Zach. His moans were still echoing in my ears when I woke up. And then I looked down and realized they weren't dreams. There must have been at least 100 of them surrounding the tree. They were all reaching excitedly, all trying to climb over each other to get up to me. At least they couldn't ramp up. The ground wasn't solid enough. I didn't have the ammo to take all of them out. And since a firefight might also buy time for more to show up, I decided it was best to pack up my gear and execute my escape plan.
You would plan for this?
Not really planned, but they'd trained us for situations like this. It's a lot like jumping from an aircraft. Pick your approximate landing zone, tuck and roll, keep loose, and get up as quick as you can. The goal is to put some serious distance between you and your attackers. You take off running, jogging, or even speed walking. Yeah, they actually told us to consider this as a low-impact alternative. The point is to get far enough away to give you time to plan your next move. According to my map, the I-10 was close enough for me to make a run for it. Be spotted by a rescue chopper and be lifted off before these stink bags would ever catch up. I got on the radio, reported my situation to Metz, and told her to signal SNR for an immediate pickup. She told me to be careful. I crouched, I jumped, and fucking cracked my ankle on a submerged rock. I hit the water face down. Its chill was the only thing, I think, that kept me from blacking out from the pain. I came up spluttering, choking, and the first thing I saw was the whole swarm coming at me. Metz must have known something was up by the fact that I didn't report my safe landing. Maybe she'd asked me what had happened, although I don't remember. I just remember her yelling at me to get up and run. I tried putting weight on my ankle, but lightning shot up through my leg and spine. It couldn't bear the weight, but I screamed so loud I'm sure she heard me through her cabin's window. Get out of there, she was yelling. Go! I started limping, splashing away with upwards of 100 G's on my ass. It must have been comical, this frantic race of cripples. If you can stand on it, you can run on it, Metz said. It's not a weight-bearing bone. You can do this. But it hurts. I actually said that with tears running down my face, with Zach behind me howling for his lunch. I reached the freeway, looming above the swamp like the ruins of a Roman aqueduct. Metz had been right about its relative safety. Only neither of us had counted on my injury or my undead tail. There was no immediate entrance, so I had to limp to one of the small adjoining roads that Metz had originally warned me to avoid. I could see why as I began to get close. Wrecked and rusting cars were piled up by the hundreds, and every 10th one had at least 1 G locked inside. They saw me and started to moan. The sound carried for miles in every direction. Don't worry about that now, Metz shouted. Just get on the on-ramp and watch the fucking grabbers.
Grabbers?
Some of the cars had open or broken windows. Even though the G's were belted in, they could still reach for me if I got too close. On the open road, I at least had a chance of dodging them, but on the on-ramp, you're hemmed in on either side.